This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
Join us here on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And here in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And Rich Paul.
And don't forget, you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to connect to us that way. And you can also join us here any old time you want, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We were talking about the Oregon occupiers, and I'm glad to see the media, at least in this case CNN, using the term occupiers, because yeah. I think they have a lot in common with the Occupy Wall Street movement.
They should really call it, you know, Occupy Bird Sanctuary.
Yeah,
or
Occupy
something.
Malheur Federal Wildlife Reserve. But the difference, the key difference being they're armed, and the occupiers were not armed.
Which probably explains some of the absence of tear gas going on out there. Everybody's, why aren't they killing them? Why aren't they tear gassing them? Well, because they've got guns. And, you know, I can't stress it enough. If you're going to protest in a place where you can legally carry a weapon, especially open carry a weapon, please do, because cops don't like to tear gas armed crowds. They're not the people that you want to enrage and terrify.
If you want to join us here, you can certainly do that. There's a little bit more from the story over at CNN.com. It's actually been a while since we've covered it here on Free Talk Live, so I'm glad you guys brought it up here tonight in the beginning of the show. Johnny Ray?
Ian, according to Will Grigg, among other things, the Bundys,
yeah,
originally resolved to stay there at the refuge until the federal government relinquished control over the land to the county, which I wasn't aware of that little bit.
That's not going to happen. So they're going to be staying there for, as they promised, years. But now they're going to be having a press conference on Friday, apparently, where they're going to be announcing the date that they're planning on leaving the refuge. Presuming the federal government doesn't force them to leave or burn them out or, you know, kill them or whatever beforehand, they will be setting some sort of a deadline, some kind of a date.
Earlier in the first segment of the show, I mentioned Will Grigg because he's sort of a thought curator for me or a thought. I love the guy.
He's
a fantastic writer.
Yeah.
He's a good podcaster. And he's got an article about this situation. It was written, or give me a date, Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Last week, I guess. And he gives the, as only he can do, he's gone back to the history of Harney County and told the story of how the Paiute Indians were kicked off the reservation there. They were starved out.
By the government?
Yeah, the government had set aside land for migrant Indians, and then some other folks wanted to graze their land. Wanted to graze their cattle on the same land. And the cattle were killing the roots that were the crop that the Paiutes and maybe Shoshone Indians, whatever other Indians lived on the reservation. It's what they lived on. So the Paiutes and some others engaged in the Bannock War. And there's a fantastic quote here. I'm going to end with this. A quote from an American general. General Crook, the U.S. Army's most accomplished Indian fighter, candidly admitted that the Bannock War was provoked by the government he had served with such distinction. It cannot be expected that they will stay on reservations where there is no possible way to get food and see their wives and children starve and die around them. Crook wrote of the Paiutes and Shoshones, We have taken their land, deprived them of every means of living. Our Indian policy has resolved itself into a question of warpath or starvation. And merely being human, many of them will choose the former alternative, where death shall be at least glorious. Hmm. So the story about this land is just, it's incredible.
It's a long history of stealing and violence and coercion, right? Hmm.
Yeah, land is land. A man will do anything for land because they're not making any more.
Well,
I stole that from Mark Twain.
That was something.
Go ahead.
That was something that even Machiavelli wrote in The Prince. He says, "Don't ever take people's land; they will never forgive you."
Mm.
And you know, I wish that people here and in Israel and in other places had really paid attention to that. Because it seems to be playing out that way.
There's so much land. I love the idea of land. I have no land of my own, but I'd love to have some.
You've been planning to get some of your own land at some point.
Yeah,
it's in your long term.
I think I could afford it now, but I don't know the first thing about buying land. So yeah, it's
Paul Mark Warden, Porcupine Real Estate.
Oh, great idea.
There you go.
That's I'm going to take care of that, Ian. Thank you so much. But there's so much, when you take the globe as a whole, there's so much land for anybody and everybody. If you split everybody up and scatter them across the globe, it would take days to reach each other. But we're all, sometimes by choice, sometimes not by choice, we're all crammed into these tiny spaces where we must fight each other like animals, Rich.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Henry George, who was an economist, I don't agree with him on everything, but he made the argument that a lot of the value of your land comes from your neighbors, and that basically land at the edges of society, land going out into rural areas, probably in a healthy society would not be worth defending. So there would always be a certain amount of land that would be available for homesteading.
It certainly would be if we get the federal government out of the picture. I mean, what do they own, two-thirds of the West or something like that?
Well, there's basically, if you look
at the 50%
line,
East and West,
they own, if you combined all of their land together, then they would own all of the land west of, like, the western border of Colorado,
I believe. That sounds believable.
Yeah, it's just an incredible amount of land. Now, I don't know how much of that would probably include their land in Alaska, which I think is almost all of it. And Alaska is really huge.
Well, have you seen the map online where it shows you each state and then it shows a little version of that state inside the state? So they have like a darker version of the state inside the state. That shows you
not seen that.
It shows you the percentage of the land in that state that's owned by the federal government. And when you look on the western portion of the United States, they own huge chunks of the western states. The eastern states, not as much. They don't have as large of swaths of land there, but
they've got vast tracts of land.
But like the majority of all of those western states, the last time I glanced at the map, seemed to be owned by the federal government. So I think it's something like two-thirds of the entire West.
Yeah, it's crazy. Certainly an amazing amount of land. And when you think about it, people could be living on there.
Yeah.
How can you have homelessness and at the same time have your government say, oh yeah, well, you could live on this land, but nah, we're just going to take it and not let you.
How about the refugees, right? You know, people are freaking out about refugees coming into the United States. If the government wanted to, they could just say, here, you can have this plot of land out in wherever in the West, and then they could have all kinds of land and start their own little shanty town or whatever.
Yeah, and that, I don't know, have you seen what's going on in Cologne?
What, with Germany?
Yeah, the New Year's Eve mass sexual assaults that were going on.
You mean the 30 people that was made out to be like 1,000 people? That one?
There's 500 charges or 500
claims.
Yeah,
there are 500 criminal complaints that have been made about that night in Cologne. Maybe nationally. There were problems in a couple other cities, and there's now another city, apparently in Helsinki, there was something earlier that they covered up, and it's just coming to light now.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised, but hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're inviting inviting you to join us here. The toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
Rich Paul.
Don't forget, you can join us on Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. You can call in to bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. And if you're doing online shopping, get it done through shop.freetalklive.com. It's the same great Amazon experience that you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate links, and there are three of them there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just click in, go to the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. That's simple. Same great prices, same huge selection, shipping deals, all of it that you're used to. It's just that they cut a portion of their profits to us. When you go to shop.freetalklive.com. We can come back and talk more about the Germany situation, Johnny Ray, that you brought up a few moments ago about the alleged sexual assaults and other assaults that were going on there.
Rich
did
brought
Johnny
it up.
Ray bring?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, you brought it up. One of you guys did,
but
it wasn't
me. Yeah, I'd like to talk about
all those
too.
Co-hosts apart.
Borders is border. You can always talk about borders on one of these libertarian shows.
We'll get back into it. But we've got Max on the line in Massachusetts. Max, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Rich.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to touch on something you hit at the end of the show yesterday.
Sure.
It was mentioned that you guys feel that socialists are easier to bring to liberty, and I vehemently disagree with that.
Was this your call yesterday, too? Were you the same guy who called about this?
No.
Okay. But
Rich,
you had said that at the end of the show last night, and we didn't really have a chance to expound on that.
Yeah, and let me circumcise that statement and say that was a statement that I made. Ian didn't necessarily sign. Nobody
but
else necessarily signed off on.
I'm with you on it, though, Rich. So, Johnny Ray, what do you think on this?
I think they're equally as bad. They both suffer the same fatal flaw of thinking that. Even though a little freedom might be good, ultimately it's got to be tempered. Your freedom has got to be tempered with some common sense. And somebody's got to be around to kick butt and make sure that what needs to be done needs to be done, because people won't do it themselves.
All right, so let's hear why Max thinks it's why it's not true. And then I'd like Rich to explain why he believes that it is true, that socialists are easier to convert to liberty than, say, like a conservative. Go ahead, Max.
Well, I would first, you know, point to Ron Paul, who's converted more than basically anybody, and on obviously not a socialist. I think we can all agree on that, yes?
Sure,
oh, yeah.
But, he's converted people from the left, Ron Paul.
Right, and how did he do that? He did that not by, you know, focusing on social issues. What he said is, look, I care about the economic issues, and I care about getting government out of
Ron Paul talked on the stage in the Republican debate, I believe in 2012 or 2011, whenever that debate happened, but he spoke on the stage and said he wanted to legalize heroin. I mean, obviously he was taking liberty positions on social issues.
He didn't take that position from the point of view of, like, you should be able to do whatever you want with your body, as much as the government shouldn't tell you what to put in your body. It's a distinct difference, although it is nuanced.
Okay.
He's gone on record before as saying, like, I don't approve of people smoking pot personally, but I wouldn't use the means of government to stop them. And that, I feel, is a much stronger message than saying, hey, you know, you guys like your social freedoms. Hey, come over here and learn about economics. You know, it's easier to start from economics and then work your way there.
I don't know. In my experience, and I've done a lot of thinking about development economics, and maybe it's just the way that I came over, because I was always libertarian.
Right?
I was a lefty, but I was always libertarian on social issues, on guns, on things like that. But on economics, I was a leftist, because you know, I had pretty much just internalized the messages that I'd gotten from public school teachers about what would happen if the economy was free, or, you know, what I had inferred about that from all these stories of the doom and gloom caused by the private market and how government saved the day, which is how history is taught in the public schools. And once I started actually learning economics, I realized that the impact of a free market would actually be, I believe, a reduction in poverty rather than an increase in poverty. And that's important to me because nobody, even if you can convince them that it is morally superior to have a free market, if people believe that they cannot survive in a free market, then they will fight against the free market, even if they're convinced that it's somehow morally superior. Nobody is going...
Because it doesn't seem pragmatic, right?
Well, exactly. Nobody is going to enter in... Very few people will enter into a suicide pact with mm-hmm. you. Or even a pact where they think you might live, but they will not. You know, we have, and I think there's a lot of fertile ground. It may well be that the ground on the right is just more picked over, in that we've had Ayn Rand out there putting things in a way that a right-wing person would say, yeah, right on, and a left-wing person might well be horrified.
I find the Murray Rothbard tends to get a lot of left-wing people on his side, and he was the guy that wrote right-wing populism and lauded David Duke. But leftists
tend to
understand the economics of it, and they understand the hands-off approach, which I think is we should just stay grounded in our principles, shouldn't we? Instead of trying to pander ourselves to one side.
No one's pandering. I don't think anyone's pandering. I think what Rich was saying yesterday is that he finds it easier to persuade mm-hmm. people on the left to join the liberty movement and to come to the ideas of liberty. That was what you were saying, that comparing leftists and righties, you find it easier to persuade someone on the left.
And it may just be easier for me. And in terms of what you're saying about pandering, I understand the concern, but they used to say that all roads lead to Rome. So when I look at the other personalities, if you will, in the libertarian movement who might put out the message differently than I do, I assume that they're reaching an audience that I couldn't reach. And when I put out the message a little differently, I'm hoping that I'm going to reach an audience that other people won't reach. So I'm not necessarily saying everybody should focus only on the left. I'm just saying that this is something that I've found productive. But then I'm an old deadhead. I have a lot in common with them in terms of values, and I can explain to them why those values would be better satisfied by a free market than by a monopoly provider of goods.
You're not pandering. You're using language and terminology that they understand.
If I was speaking to Japanese people, I would be speaking in Japanese because, you know, that's the language they understand.
Max, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. So if you're good with conservatives, keep working them. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com. Sell your stuff online, like old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their fair share from you when these sales were finalized. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Just go to the website now and sign up so you can load all your stuff to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly. Buysellmakeoffer.com. Also, we're giving you 30 days free on us.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Rich Paul.
You know what? I've done some reaching out to a lot of people over time. And I got to agree with you, Rich. I have found that leftists are easier to reach with the ideas of liberty than people who are on the right. And I have a different history from you. You came from the left. I came kind of from the right. My parents were Republicans, and so I grew up in a Republican household. But as I became a libertarian and came on board with the ideas of liberty, I became able to better communicate the ideas to people on the left. It's easier, in my opinion, to talk to somebody who, in my experience with people on the left, is that they do want people to be taken care of. They want to help people in need, and that's sort of the basis of their viewpoint. They just see the government as the way to help those people. That's the sort of the way that it's always been done. And so that's the way that they've embraced to do it. They want to see more government because they believe that that works. They believe that, you know, it may not be perfect, but that's the system that we have. And so they'd rather spend government money not on wars, many of them, but instead on welfare programs. This is not an uncommon view among some on the left. I remember when I was of college age, I was I knew some kids at a really leftist college and had the opportunity to talk to a lot of them. This was around the year 2000 when Harry Brown was running for the Libertarian Party presidential campaign. He was their presidential candidate. And a lot of, course, the college students were Green Party members. And I had lots of interesting conversations with them. And this is when I kind of really started to, I think, get good at communicating the ideas of liberty to people who were on the left. And I got people who had been planning to vote Green Party to flip. And they, at least to me, I mean, maybe they were lying, but to me, they committed that they were going to vote for Harry Brown, the Libertarian Party. And you know, I was able to, even in my relatively early days of promoting the ideas of liberty, flip people on the left over to the libertarian movement. And that's because, as you pointed out, Rich, libertarians can explain how to be compassionate without stealing other people's money. So it's actually maximum compassion with the libertarian viewpoint rather than not-so-compassion where you have to steal money first with the government in order to then give it to other people. What were you going to say, Johnny?
I was going to say that I do not have a history of attempting to persuade people like you do, Ian. I've always been more the type to just seek out the people who already pretty much, when it comes to high-minded political ideals, I'm just going to find someone who agrees with me already.
Well, that's important too.
But having said that, I'm going to backtrack a little bit on my pox on both their houses statement from before and tell you, I must confess, I've got a lot of sympathy for you guys' position.
You feel sorry for us?
No.
You mean empathy?
No. I mean sympathy. I mean that I feel I can agree with what you're saying. I find myself wanting to agree with you.
Okay.
And it's because Republicans and conservatives, they have a message of capitalism and markets, but they're completely against free markets and therefore crony capitalism.
Mm.
And so that just makes them just uncredible actors in my mind, and just that they've demonstrated that they're willing to look at a lie and swallow it whole. And the leftists I look at just more as kind of being ignorant or stupid, if you will, right off the bat, but still capable of redemption and salvation.
I think everybody's capable of it, but when it comes to talking with people
on the right,
You know, it's one thing to persuade a leftist to drop coercion and embrace volunteerism as far as helping the needy. It's another thing to get someone who's like a warmongering righty to drop their love for the military. That's a far more challenging thing to do. These people have been imbued with this fear-mongering about terrorism and drug dealers and we need the police. And, you know, a lot of them are really deep into that. And, you know, the libertarian comes along and says, yeah, we should end war. Well, they're going to bristle against that. I mean, yeah, I guess you could say, well, you should be able to fund your own military adventurism around the world. But, you know, how persuasive is that when they love the military? This is their favorite bureaucracy. Sure, they're for small government everywhere else, supposedly.
I think that's a good way.
I think
that's a good way to go about it, though, and point out to them that they're hiding under the skirts of Uncle Sam. And how do they feel about that? And if they're so sure that
and this used to be you, right, Johnny Ray? You used to be kind of a military buff guy. You were in the military, as a matter of fact.
Right, and I never registered as a Republican, but I would have if I had registered.
I'm sorry, I did interrupt your train of thought there.
That's all right. I think I was just going to agree that
persuading Republicans
is tough because they see the world, and the world is not a pretty place, and people are going to kill you. All right, there are people who are happy to kill you. I'm pointing at you, Ian.
That's why
they'll kill you for your stuff.
Right?
And maybe you think that the world is nice and you don't need people protecting you, but damn it, you do, and you're just you're just too stupid to realize it. But you point out to these guys that, no, you're sort of the cowardly one who's demanding, you're afraid of people, and instead of using your own wherewithal to do something about it, you're going to demand, you're going to stick your hands in my pockets and take my money because you're peeing your pants about ISIS.
You're doing the thing that you're supposed to protect me from, right? I mean, if you're protecting me from being attacked by someone, you're actually being the attacker by forcing me to fund your program of violence that's supposed to protect me. And, you know, I'm not saying you can't persuade conservatives. You can. You know, it's just, and somebody who's like maybe Max, who was on our phones earlier, who feels like he can identify more with a conservative, is going to be better at communicating with a conservative. He's going to be able to talk in the language of a conservative and sort of meet them at their level, especially somebody who was once there before can certainly kind of go back to that point and I think be more persuasive. So I think this comes back to what you were saying, Rich, is that everybody's got a different way of approaching this, and one person's method isn't going to be as effective as another person's, depending on who the target audience is. So it is important to know your audience when it comes to communicating these ideas. A classic example of that is the war on drugs. Depending on who you're talking to, with a leftist, you might want to talk about how you own yourself and it's your body and you should be free to do what you want with it. With a conservative, you might want to talk about how the war on drugs is a huge waste of money and that, you know, locking these people in jail is costing a lot of money and taking care of them, you know, on welfare as a result of, you know, et cetera, whatever. You know, these different programs that people get on that the government offers. So you could completely approach the war on drugs or talk about how the war on drugs increases crime. Conservatives certainly don't like violent crime, so you could talk about that. Talk about more of the statistical side of things rather than the human stories that might be more motivating from an emotional side of things for a leftist.
Yeah, definitely. The other thing that I like to do when I'm arguing about specifically legalization of drugs is one of the objections that you sometimes hear, and I think it's generally lurking below the surface with conservatives, is, oh, but then those people will be all lazy and want to go on welfare. Mm. And so it's generally important when I am arguing war on drugs with conservatives to point out that I also support ending the welfare state.
Yep.
So it's not a matter of people should be able to get high and live off you. It's people should be able to get high, but they still have to take care of themselves.
I'm skeptical, just on the face of it, of convincing people of anything, but I'll hand it to you. You can plant a seed in somebody's mind.
Well, yeah, I think the person has to convince themselves. I mean, they might credit, oh, I heard you guys talking about this on Free Talk Live, but ultimately they come to the conclusions on their own. You know, we might have put the ideas there for them to consider. 855-453, that's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can talk persuasion or whatever you want.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller, guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-330-4028. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so
so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-330-4028. 800-330-4028. That's 800-330-4028.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You're invited here. Join us. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype on in here. The Skype username is lrn.fm. So please connect in the way that works best for you and bring up whatever you darn well want, because that's why we call it Free Talk Live. As we go to the phones and to the fun, Alex is in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alex.
Hey.
Hey there.
Yeah, I wanted to call in and talk about the Free State Project and make sure I understand the strategy and everybody understands the strategy. So basically the plan is to get, you know, 20,000, 40,000, 50,000, whatever, X amount of people to move in, and they're going to have this culture of liberty, and, you know, that's going to impact the local culture and government, correct?
That sounds pretty accurate. Yeah, I would say so.
So
there's more to it than that. I think that some folks are just coming up here, like myself. There doesn't necessarily need to be an impact on the community in order for my decision to have been the right one. Number one, because this is a more libertarian, New Hampshire is a more libertarian state than North Carolina is,
true,
in my opinion.
You're more
so
free instantly by moving here in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and
for sure. The main criticism is I take you guys to be pretty, pretty intelligent fellas, and you know, I have a lot of respect for you, but I feel like there's a contradiction, particularly in the immigration debate, because if libertarians are moving as a way to change and basically descend on a geographic location to change its culture and impact its government, well, then we have to, as long as there is a state, or even without the state, we have to control immigration in some form. Particularly,
you can
like,
control it on your own private
Islamic
property, however you want.
Yeah, but we're not talking about. I'm talking about like being advocates against like Muslim immigration.
Yeah, I would never be an advocate against someone immigrating here because they want to come here. I mean, whatever their religion is, I think people should be free to. I think people should be free to travel.
I certainly argue against encouraging people to come here. I would argue for stopping. Well, certainly, I would love to see more libertarians come here, and that, you know, that is kind of it in a nutshell. You know, my issue, and I do have trepidation about. I would have trepidation about 20,000 Muslim refugees coming to New Hampshire for the same reason that statists have trepidation about 20,000 libertarians coming here, which is as long as the government exists, a majority of your neighbors or a plurality of your neighbors can use it to oppress you.
Well, look, there's a couple types of immigrants, right? There are at least a couple types. There's the kind who is looking for a handout. Okay, so we know those people exist. And then there's also the entrepreneurial type who wants to come here and, you know, make a better life for themselves. In fact, statistics show that immigrants are more likely to be entrepreneurs than American-born people. So that's the truth. And so there's a lot of fear-mongering out there about the type that's seeking welfare. So here in New Hampshire, we have liberty-minded people who are moving here. We've got them who are already elected to the state legislature. If any state has a chance of ending or reducing welfare significantly, it's New Hampshire. So eventually what you're going to see is less government programs here, probably less welfare, which would mean there would be less of an attraction for the kind of person who's looking to move for the purposes of a handout. So I think
my fear, Ian, is not that necessarily they're coming for a handout, although that's a problem. My fear is that these people are not, they're coming from countries that are not exactly libertarian, and
your fears are not justification. I get what you're saying, but isn't there also the chance that people who want to be more free in those other countries are also likely to leave and go to a place where they believe they can be more free? And don't we want to bring those people into a place where they can be more free?
I suppose.
Your fears are not justification for creating more government. Your fears are not justification for using violence against peaceful people. Put your fears aside and try to just allow people to be free. That's what it means to be a liberty-minded person. You can still defend yourself if you're attacked, but, you know, living in fear is going to lead to the state.
Okay, well, what if there was an Islamic State project? What if there was an Islamic State project going on in some random state that you happen to be living in that said, we want to bring 20,000 or 40,000 or 100,000 Muslims into this state in order to have Sharia law. If somebody said that was his intent in moving to the United States is, you know, we want to bring a bunch of people to the United States and use the political process to switch the United States over to running on Sharia, then at that point, would you say, I don't want this person as a neighbor?
Well, first of all, that ignores what Sharia law actually is. So you would be talking about 20,000 people who don't really understand Sharia law.
Let me not use the word Sharia then.
We already have, just to go on though, we already have people. They're called lefties and righties who are trying to shove their version of government down my throat, and I don't much care for that either, but I'm not advocating to kick them out of the United States.
I'm not advocating to kick anybody out, but would you advocate to have, you know, say a million Marxists who didn't like it in Russia anymore move to the United States? I think an influx of a million Marxists into the United States would be a disaster.
Well, I'm not advocating for those things, Rich, but I'm not going to use violence to stop people from doing what they want to do as long as they're doing it peacefully. And that's what somebody like Alex is talking about here, using the government to stop people from coming here, which is not a libertarian not position.
Right.
Well, I mean, and, you know, I can justify it a million ways to Sunday, but I feel
there's always justification for violence.
Yeah, but I feel like in a libertarian society, it would be done through through the market, right? I don't feel like these. I feel like there's evidence that these Muslims, especially now that we have evidence in Europe,
these Muslims,
they're more likely to be they're more likely to be criminals and commit acts, and so buying defense.
I don't know what you're talking about. There are Muslims all over the United States who are not criminals. They're peaceful people.
Well, he said these Muslims, I think, referring specifically to the people who are coming out of Syria. Am I right in that?
And the folks in Cologne.
You are correct.
Okay.
So their insurance policy, the, basically their defense agency premiums or whatever, would go up and price them out of the market. And they wouldn't be able to freely immigrate, or they could, but they'd have no defense. And I don't think that that would work out very well.
Well, in a true free market, you would only be able to travel to the places where you were welcome, right? So if people were concerned, then they wouldn't let certain people come there. They would have some sort of litmus test for who they would allow in for whatever reason. Now you're talking about a very far off future where we actually have a free market and no public property.
But I can't, I can't achieve that tomorrow. So
that's
my advocacy for rejecting these people, and the state prevents me from discriminating against them for saying I don't want a job. So if the state's tying my hands every way to Sunday, you know, I have no choice but then to advocate for restricting them.
No, you always have a choice. You always have the choice to not embrace violence against people, and you've embraced it by advocating the state to crack down on immigration. But let's actually bring a Muslim on the line here. His name is Will Coley, and he is from Muslims for Liberty on Skype. You're on with Alex in Louisiana. Hey, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Nice to hear from you again, Will.
My comment was more to Rich's most recent comment just a second ago. Where he was asking, you know, well, would you advocate for 10,000 Marxists to move to a state and attempt to, you know, effect change and have, you know, that whole thing? And if you took the state part out of it, then, yeah, absolutely I would. I mean, it actually reminds me of a Davy Barker article that you guys read on air a few years back where he talked about, you know, give California to the communists. Let them have it. You know, give the red states to the reds and the blue states to the blues, and let the libertarians have New Hampshire and Vermont, and let Texas have Texas, and give the Conk Republic back the Conk Republic.
Hold that thought, Will. We're going to continue this here. And, Alex, if you want to stand by, I'd love to bring you back on with Will to have a further conversation on this issue, because obviously it's an important one, and it seems to be one that divides libertarians, because there's libertarians who say that it's somehow libertarian to advocate that the state prevent immigration. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, and you can join us here. Hour number three, coming up on Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. LibertyHealthShare.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. isolation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.